Tonight. Welcome, folks. We will begin tonight with our first speaker. Our first speaker is Matthew Rugamba, and Matthew hails from Kigali, Rwanda. Matthew?
Mic check. Okay, cool. President Glasner, Dean Jordan, Reverend Dunley, retired Lieutenant General, then Senator, and now Dr. Romeo Dallaire, a man with whom I share a deep love of Rwanda. Faculty, friends, honored guests, parents, relatives, and fellow graduates. Panic, fear, anxiety, uncertainty about whether I'll be able to make it through unscathed. I want to do it without the help of mom and dad, but will I be able to? My parents have been able to do it before me, friends and family have too, but can I? Will I finally be able to make it through the night without being afraid of the dark? As a child, these were the thoughts that ran through my mind as I got ready for bed each night. Moments before the light switch was flipped, my whole body would become tense. I would lift my duvet like a shield until it covered every inch of my body apart from my eyes, because I obviously needed to be able to see the monsters coming at me. I would sleep with my back to the wall while facing the door so that there was no chance that the monsters or ghosts could catch me off guard. I tried everything to overcome my fear. I tried sleeping with a teddy bear, but for the monsters I imagined, it wouldn't stand a chance. I tried having a nightlight and keeping the hallway light on, but they created shadows which terrified me even more. I even tried to calm my nerves by humming the theme song to the Ghostbusters series, after which I would timidly whimper, I ain't afraid of no ghost. I was convinced that I was never going to get over that fear, until one night I really, really needed to, well, let's just say Mother Nature called. I tossed around in my bed uncomfortably, as I tried to convince myself that I didn't need to go that bad. Then another thought crossed my mind. Matthew, do you want to be known as the boy who's both afraid of the dark and wets the bed? My answer was a loud and a triumphant no. And so I jumped out of my bed, ran across my dark room, down the dark hallway to the bathroom. As I walked back to my room, I realized that I was able to take on the dark, and I haven't been afraid of it since. As it dawned on me how close I was to graduating, I started to experience these terrifying fears and uncertainties once again. Where am I going to live? How am I going to make money? How will I ever show all those who invested in my education that their sacrifices were worth it? Did I do enough? Life after graduation had become my new dark. So many people told me that this feeling would pass and that everything would turn out fine. But just like with my fear of the dark, this was a realization that I needed to believe and experience myself. I needed an experience or experiences that pushed me to take on my fears head first. An experience that would make me believe that I was able to overcome the obstacles that were in front of me. I found these experiences during my 4 years at Lewis and Clark, and although you might not realize it, class of 2013, so did you. At Lewis and Clark, we have learned not only how to challenge the status quo, but how to find a better alternative. We came here to learn, and we've learned how to learn, we've learned how to adapt. In this ever-changing world, an independent, creative, and critical thinking mind can be more important than any particular skill set. whether it was in the classrooms of Miller, the labs of Olin, the stages of Evans and Fairacres, or the very field we are on today, we've been pushed to achieve more, to explore more, and to take on our fears and challenges. There is a reason we're called pioneers. Pioneers are those who are not afraid to take on uncharted territory. It does not mean that we do not fail. We do, and often we fail really badly. But what it does mean is that we can pick ourselves up at least one more time than we fall down. As I urge you to not be afraid of the dark, I want to thank a man who is an exceptional example of a person who overcame fear in many forms to stand up and defend what he believes in. Lieutenant General Dallaire, as a Lewis and Clark student, as a young Rwandan man, and as a person who seeks to see the best in humanity, I thank you for taking on your fears and finding the light even at the darkest of hours, and I thank you for speaking to us today. In Africa, we say that it takes a community to raise a child, and I believe a community is needed to help them graduate too. There are so many people who have made this moment possible. Thank you to our dear parents and families who supported us throughout this journey. Your endless sacrifices, love, and advice have really made the difference. Thank you to all the donors and scholarship programs that stepped in to ensure that financial constraints don't hinder our desire to learn. Myself and 9 other graduates are here due to the generosity of the Shelby Davis program. Shelby and Gail, wherever you are, thank you so much. Thank you to our exceptional professors. You've challenged us and allowed us to challenge you. Even though other students have come in and out of your classes, you've made the effort to remember my name. You have treated me with respect. You have walked us through trying times and celebrated our achievements. Now that you can't assign me any more work, perhaps we could be buddies. And lastly, thank you to my peers. You have been my professors outside the classroom, my support network when I couldn't reach my family, and my entertainment when my Netflix account was suspended. The ties and bonds that we have formed throughout these 4 years should go far and beyond the confines of Palatine Hill. Finally, as we get ready to take on the world, I'll leave you with a few words from Cecil Beaton. Be daring, be different. Be impractical. Be anything that will assert integrity of purpose and imaginative vision against the played safers, the creatures of the commonplace, the slaves of the ordinary. Congratulations, class of 2013. You are ready for the real world. Don't be afraid of the dark. Lean into the light. Thank you.